being a college student, you always think ki I'll hit gym, you know, two times morning and evening. I'll like, you know, do weight trainings. I'll do yoga.
Eat good protein.
Protein powder.
What's the most adult thing in your fridge right now? Name one Instagram versus reality moment in your life.
I think in Instagram, people show how beautiful you wake up like.
Most repeated lie to relatives about marriage plans. Hey guys, welcome to PowerPod Season 2, Episode 1. And today I'm here with my two amazing buddies, Rapti and Neharika. Thank you so much for joining me after a lot of delay and, you know, hustles and everything. We are finally here. I'm so excited. So let me tell you guys what we are going to do today. Our main focus will be on adulting. I literally have got lots of comments on social media. By the way, we have got our social media manager here. Woo! So we'll be focusing on adulting. I've got a lot of comments on, you know, how generally perfect adulting is and what are the tips and tricks being someone who have passed on that age we can give and, you know, educate our audience too. So starting up with our question, I just want to know, you know, how adulting for the first time felt for you guys. How, like, being a carefree person with all our responsibilities taken care by, you know, parents and our loved ones. How was the sudden shift from being a carefree person to someone who had to do all the things alone? That's how adulting is.
So honestly, I think adulting doesn't hit you till it actually hits you. Like, you think everything is the same, like, no matter the routine or anything. But once you are into that routine for a longer period of time, you are working 9 to 7, and then you see, like, you have to go home, you have to do your work yourself. Even if you get, even if you're living with your parents as well. I live with my parents here. But still, you have to, like, take care of things alone, because they cannot, like, match your timings, your schedule. And that is when it hits you, after a while, I would say. It doesn't just hit you in a day or two. But when you are into that routine for a long period of time, like, I would say a few days, if not the first day or the second day, but when you're there for like a month, then you get overwhelmed in a month. You feel like, now I'm exhausted. And then you look back, what is it that made you feel exhausted?
You know, it is like, of course, it's not a one day thing or a two. It's like eventually, and in the start, I would say that we are also exploring a lot of new things. We are also getting to know, we are getting aware of a lot of new things which we never even heard of college days. And it looks very intimidating, na? Sure. College days, we'll earn, we'll do parties, we'll go there, we'll do this and that.
And I also think that weekends are gonna be like so fun. We'll go there, go this party. But right now I'm just doing...
Exactly. I think adulting is the real eye-opener between expectations and
reality. The meme.
Yeah, exactly that.
And I also feel that for a lot of people, adulting starts at 11, and for some it starts at 27. Yeah. But I think we all need to realize that we all have our own timelines for it, and do not compare.
Exactly.
The world that's out there in social media.
Yes, but no pressure, guys.
No pressure.
Okay, note this.
Okay. So it's definitely not like college life se bahar nikal ke work life. It's
exactly.
It's about responsibilities, more of it, I guess.
And I think we are here to help you out and give you some tips and tricks that has helped all of us in navigating the little tits and bits of adulthood. And I'm sure you'll take away some really good things from it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everyone has their own journey, and we can definitely share ours.
Yeah, of course.
In line with the, you know, conversation that we're having, I think we should definitely share some tips and tricks for our audience out there. So, Ayushi,
take out your notes.
Oh, yes, please, with a big... because the ink might run out.
Okay.
but Ayushi, I would like to know anything about your personal journey that has, you know, helped you in the adulting process.
Yeah, I would say, see, I have literally focused personally in one thing only, which is like financing. Literally, because in college I've always thought about, you know, I'll buy this, I'll buy that, I'll buy a lot of clothes, I'll buy a lot of purses, I'll buy jewelry, although I don't like it, but still I wanted to buy it. When money comes, you know, you have to think of all things you have never done before. But then I would say the best advice I would give, and personally it has actually worked like wonders for me, it is like thinking about saving and investing, because in a long run it is going to change your life like forever, and you're going to thank me. You have to give
I'm taking this advice. I don't know about others, but I'm definitely gonna take this advice because I've not invested in financing.
Seriously,
to add on to Ayush's thing, Girl Power Talk has also got a video on 50 30 and 20 rule of financing, so you can definitely check that out.
I completely agree on that with you, Ayushi. I think organizing and financing the entire structure is truly, truly crucial. But Niharika, what about you?
So I think the one tip that I would like to share that helped in my adulting would be like make your own set of goals. Write your short-term goals and long-term goals. Don't get influenced with the social media happenings or even about from the things that are happening around you. If you're clear on what you want, try to focus on that. That is the only thing that would help you, because it's going to bring you real happiness.
Exactly. Why to catch a train? You know, if somebody is succeeding in their 20s, there is no rush to have things all done in, you know, early 20s. The kind of stress, the kind of pressure, it ruins the present too.
So that is like a go-to thing.
What about you, Rafi? Submeter, three finger points karo.
No, I think for me, one of the essential things that I have learned in my early 20s is to prioritize self-care, because I think it is not something that a lot of people talk about, or even our parents teach us. It's like taking time out for yourself, your hobbies, your passions, and, you know, to also take have a healthy lifestyle, healthy or even I cannot completely understand that, you know, sometimes choosing to focus on health is difficult, but even if we can take small steps every day, that is also essential. And at the same time, like, you know, taking time out, having the weekends for yourself, for be it skill building, be it for your hobby, be it for your dancing. So I think nurture the inner child within you, that will help you in that adulting process.
I definitely agree with you. Like, it seems so easy to choose the unhealthy route.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. Yeah.
And you actually crave for that. You know, being a college student, you always think, I'll hit gym, you know, two times morning and evening. I'll do weight trainings. I'll do yoga.
Eat protein.
Protein
powder.
But it's a long shot when you actually try to do it.
It feels a lot of, you know, like a lot of big task to achieve. But I think if, you know, somebody is very consistent and if somebody feels that it is actually doable, then it is a quite easier thing. It's just that it's all about in my mind. Okay, so we have got a fun segment for you guys. So I can ask you a couple of questions and you can give answers in like one-liners or one word, whatever feels comfortable to you. So first question, what's the most adult thing in your fridge right now?
Okay, interesting. Fruits for me. I've never been a fan of fruits, but I have them in my fridge.
Skincare
in fridge?
Fruits,
yeah. I think for me it is spinach. I don't really love spinach. But building my relationship with spinach.
I started with spinach smoothies.
Thank you. I've not got that fun.
Drink your greens.
It's trending right now.
ABC juice.
Yeah.
Okay. Name one thing your younger self would judge you for, which you're doing right now. As we have discussed, being a college student, we admired, you know, being a figure.
Judge me, boy. And the only thing my younger self would be proud of me, by the way, guys. And I'm not beating
no perfect lady here.
But no, I actually think I'm sure there must be something.
My younger self would definitely be disappointed in me to see that I'm in the same city that I grew up in.
She wanted to get a
Chandigarh, like, yeah, badly. To add on to your pointer, I think my younger self would be crazy about the fact that I still haven't learned how, on how to say no. And I hope eventually to push myself. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Name one Instagram versus reality moment in your life.
I think in Instagram, people show how beautiful you wake up. Like.
That's true, that's true.
And like, you know, there goes day in my life videos and get ready with my videos. I wake up with perfect hair, with lip gloss and everything, and I wake up
exhausted,
swollen face and everything.
So, yeah. So have you ever done the same, like posted something else and it was actually something else behind?
Unfortunately, even though I am a social media person, my page is dead. And I think people who follow me would attest to that.
Yeah, my page.
I don't post anything since 2023.
What about you?
So I would like to add on to the same thing. I think Instagram portrayal is totally a different reality. It's not even reality.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, people were living perfect life, waking up perfectly, doing everything, like checking out their tech to-do list, having all the ticks over there.
Yeah.
I can't do that in a day.
Definitely.
What about you, Ayushi? Skipping all the answers.
Yeah. I would say I don't use Instagram. Oh my god. Seriously, you know, like in my college life, I used to use Instagram and I had to post a couple, two or three, like, you know, posts or reels. Then eventually I was like, what for?
Learn from Ayushi, your guys.
Gen Z.
Instagram.
Okay. Most repeated lie to relatives about marriage plans.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Jab aap kahoge kar lungi.
I'll do it.
Yeah, mine is also. Arey ab dhundo ko raat.
But me, I'm like, abhi to abhi bachi ho, abhi to seekha hai kya? Abhi khana pakara bhi nahi
hai. But it has to be lie, isn't this a?
Oh yeah!
Oh, that is true. So my relative actually never pressurized. This is so good. But I think what I would tell them is like, pehle apne bachcho ka soch lo,
phir
mera soch lo.
That's brutal. Oh god. Okay. Stable 9-to-5 or risky startup with equity?
Oh my god. It's stable 9-to-5. Peace.
Peace over anything.
Yeah, I think I'm still like, I cannot choose.
Okay.
I'm still exploring to choose.
Okay. I would say it's exploring stage for me, and I would love to do adventure. So I would say equity, risky startup. Okay. Morning gym or night networks?
Yeah, the reality or the expectation?
The reality or the hopes?
Good question.
Reality?
Yeah.
Night Netflix.
Hoping is morning gym.
Same.
Yeah. Parent or a pet parent?
I am actually neither, but I would definitely be a pet parent in the next 2 years.
Nice for me. Neither, I think, in a short run, because I think I still need to focus on myself. I cannot take anybody else's care.
Yeah, it is very much true for me, but I do like plants a lot, and I recently, you know, someone gifted me a cute plant, so I am
taking
plant
care.
Yeah. Okay, trending outfit or comfortable basics?
Comfortable basics, anything. I would try the trending.
Awesome.
I would try.
Good.
Relationship post or private life?
Private life. My Instagram says that, guys.
Relationship post. I need reassurance.
Thank you so much, guys, for the rapid round. It was lovely being with you. These are like my two, you know, office buddies. I love talking to them. And seriously, like on camera today, I recently get to know that you guys are better on camera.
Am I? Or am I taking it?
So this is it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. I loved listening to your stories, and I hope our audience likes us too. So if you have any questions or any suggestions, do comment down below. We all love to hear from you guys, and we'll be waiting. Also, stay updated for our next episode. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.